This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey, and it is that time of year. We're about to do some pumpkin picking. I'm going to share with you one of my favorite seasonal beers that I discovered last year, and then also something from a brewery that's in Philadelphia that I really, really like. But before we get to our beer, we get to our special guest. Scott Jones is a friend of WLVR's Flight Club. He listens all the time, he drinks a lot of different beer, and he's here with us to try out these last two pumpkin ales.
Thanks for having me, Christine. How you doing?
Thank you, Scott. So what do you want to go with first here? Do you want to go with Evil Genius, that's our brewery from the Philadelphia, or with Voodoo Ranger?
Let's start with Voodoo Ranger.
Okay. So Voodoo Ranger is part of New Belgium Brewing. This is called their Atomic Pumpkin. It says on the can, it says special release, but they cross out special. And they put in spicy. And that is because this is brewed with habanero chili peppers. Have you ever had any other beer, Scott, with chili peppers in it?
Actually have.
Really?
Yeah. I've had one was from a Stone Brewing called Crime. It was a little too much for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This one's a nice balance.
All right. Let's give it another taste. Here we go. You know, it's deceptive because you can't smell the heat.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, they did a good job at masking that and melding all the flavors together.
Again, this is a very prickly beer. A lot of carbonation in this. Real nice, clean, white head on it. And it's very, it's like a light straw colored. Very clear as well. Let's give it a try.
Cheers. Yeah, that spice comes through just a little bit.
On the first sip, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the third or fourth one. It's a different story. Boy, I like this.
Yeah. Ooh, you start to get the little tingles at the back of the throat,
yeah,
back of the mouth.
Yeah. I've never had anything with chili in it. And I know that after I tried this for the first time, I've looked and I haven't found others.
Yeah, it's not common for sure. I think it's what's nice about this one is the fact that they add the cinnamon in there. So you're already getting kind of that sweet heat. And then get a little bit of that chili pepper tingle. It's really nice.
It really hits you nicely. This is coming in at 6.4%. Again, it's pumpkin ale with cinnamon and habanero chili pepper. And it is just the right amount of heat.
Mm-hmm.
What a delicious beer. We're going to move on to a brewery that is down Philadelphia way called Evil Genius. Evil Genius has the best name for beers. One of my favorites is the Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
Yes, that was actually the first Evil Genius beer I ever had. It's kind of hard to pass it up.
And just with that name alone, yeah.
Then got I Love Lamp, hashtag adulting. Their marketing team is spot on.
Pretty smart. Now, this one's really kind of easy. It's called Trick or Treat, and it is a chocolate pumpkin porter. Now, the Purple Monkey Dishwasher that I mentioned, that is a chocolate peanut butter porter beer. So I'm like, all right, let's try this one, see if it's as good as the other one.
Let's find out.
One sip, and it's very chocolatey. Again, some nice carbonation in this. And a nice tan head on this because it is, after all, a porter. What are your thoughts on this one, Scott?
It's good. You're definitely picking up the chocolate notes. Kind of like a little lower on the roasty, malty side of porters. I don't get too much pumpkin.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, kind of a chocolate porter fan, but you're looking for something festive, this would probably be a good option.
The Trick or Treat Chocolate Pumpkin Porter from Evil Genius that comes in at 7.8%. Scott, thanks for joining me on WLVR's Flight Club on our last piece of pumpkin picking.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to hear more of our reviews on the pumpkin season, you can visit our website at wlvr.org/flightclub.